1027 Breakfast.
Reverend Shona in studio. Good morning, Shona. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And you?
Excellent, thank you. It's a Thursday. We're closer to the weekend. Oh, always get excited. The weather's good. It's spring. It's summer. It's good.
It's a great day.
Yeah. What are you here to tell us today?
Well, I've never done the D&D, Dined and Dashed, before, even though Simon asked me that. But I have done the FAIL before, where I failed something.
Yes.
And it doesn't feel good. I don't know if you have and how you feel about it.
Don't like failing. Don't like, you know, losing. But, you know, one learns that one has to fail to actually win.
So I like the acronym First Attempt in Learning.
Yes.
Because it really doesn't feel good if you hit some sort of obstacle, experience a setback, or perhaps fail and have to start over.
Yeah.
But I think that's life. I think most of us will have experienced that. And when we do, we experience anxiety, stress, perhaps fear of trying again. And it's happened to me a few times in my life where I've had to change direction and start again. At the time, I've looked at it and thought, perhaps there's no way forward. But the last time it happened, a friend of mine said to me, stop looking at it as failing. First attempt in learning, but also that you're now starting from a base of experience.
Yeah.
She said you aren't starting from the beginning again.
That's a good point.
And in fact, when I have started again, things are even better, even though at the time you thought there was no way forward.
Well, I mean, how often have you written an email and then all of a sudden, or a document, and then all of a sudden lost it? You get so angry, and then you start again, and then you realize the way you positioned your email or your document the second time around was so much better.
That's absolutely right. So I don't think we must ever underestimate the value of experience. If you think back on your life, when you're learning a new sport, you don't forget between every practice. Unless perhaps, I know that Simon's going to make some comment on Parky here and his golf.
No, I'm rising above this now.
Are you? Okay.
Oh, that's very manly of you.
But each time you go back, you start from a new base. Mm. And it's the same with relationships, all relationships, partners, friends, children, parents. You may hurt someone, mess up. But I think that at some stage, you realize that you're starting from a different base. So you don't do it again. You learn from that. You have experience. You won't repeat that mistake. Even at work, we make mistakes. We learn. We start from a new base, a base of experience and more knowledge. None of us are perfect. We're all going to make mistakes. And at some stage, we will probably all fail at something. So we need to change our view of failure to one of learning and growth and starting from that base of experience and more knowledge. If today you've hit a wall or an obstacle or even fallen or failed, remember, fail equals first attempt in learning. Learn, get up, and start again from a place of experience. Don't allow it to completely stress you out. Just start from a different base. Life is short, and we learn all the time. We are going to make that mistake. And if you don't take a chance again, you won't ever get a chance. So think of a lottery ticket. Someone said to me the other day, oh, when they win the lottery, they're going to pay for the church hall. I said, well, do you ever take a ticket? And they said, no. So they're never going to win the lottery. And not that I'm saying you should take a ticket in the lottery, but what I'm saying is in life, you actually have to take that chance.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't win if you don't take a chance.
No, absolutely.
And if you failed once, just get up and try again and enjoy the day.
Well, I suppose if you look at it, I mean, Simon, you know, you talk about golf. I mean, golfers do it every single week and they lose by such small margins. I mean, you've mentioned in the past.
Except when you play me, then you lose by massive margins. I take your point.
Yes. Fighting talk, Simon.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, that's lovely. Thank you very much. It's good to have you here. And I suppose with the matrix going on at the moment, learning as you go to improve your results every time is part of the process.
Absolutely.
All right. Reverend Shona will be back on Sunday morning between 6 and 6:30. And, of course, you'll be in our socials this morning at exactly 9 o'clock.
Pot 1027 Breakfast with Airlink.
Wake the fun up with Parky, Bunny, and Simon.
Fly Airlink, connecting Southern Africa.